This is it, you have reached the end of the road, as you have arrived at the last point. Welcome to the grave of William Webb Ellis, whose life is no longer a secret to you. In this final presentation, we will look back at some of the most important editions of the World Cup. The First Rugby World Cup. In 1982, a proposal by a London-based management consultancy for a World Cup tournament was rejected by the IRB. In 1984, the board agreed that New Zealand and Australia should prepare a RWC feasibility study for consideration the following year. On March 21, 1985, the IRB Council meeting held in Paris under the chairmanship of Dr. Roger Vanderfield of Australia resolved to hold a Rugby World Cup tournament on a trial basis. John Kendall Carpenter of England was elected chairman of the RWC committee. The first Rugby World Cup tournament was held in New Zealand and Australia in 1987. New Zealand defeated France 29-9 in the final to win the Webb Ellis Trophy for the first time. 16 invited nations, New Zealand, Australia, England, Scotland, France, Ireland, Wales, Italy, Romania, Zimbabwe, Argentina, USA, Canada, Tonga, Japan and Fiji took part in the tournament watched by 600,000 spectators at 11 venues, 9 in New Zealand and 2 in Australia, and broadcast to 17 countries to a cumulative audience of 300 million. Rugby World Cup 1987 was the first international sport tournament in history which made a profit from the outset. The Rugby World Cup 1991. The second Rugby World Cup in 1991 was organised jointly by the five nations, IFU, SRU, IRFU, WRU and FFR. 32 IRB unions entered the qualifying rounds organised for the first time. The qualifying process started in Tours, France with a tournament involving Denmark, Sweden, Israel and Switzerland in 1989. In the final tournament held at 19 venues in the five countries, France, 8, England, 4, Scotland, 1, Ireland, 2, and Wales, 4, 16 teams played 32 matches watched by 1 million spectators. The tournament was broadcast to 103 countries, watched by a cumulative audience of 1.75 billion spectators. An elite sponsorship program was established for the tournament. Australia beat England 12-6 in the final at Twickenham to win the world title. Rugby World Cup 1995. The game goes professional. The third Rugby World Cup was held in South Africa, the first to be organised in one country. 53 unions played in the qualifying rounds and 16 played in the final tournament held at 9 venues. 1.25 million spectators attended the matches, watched by a cumulative TV audience of 2.7 billion in 124 countries. The tournament was supported by a group of elite sponsors. In the final held at Ellis Park Stadium in Johannesburg, South Africa defeated New Zealand 15-12 in extra time. In the playoff for the third place, France defeated England to gain automatic entry to the 1999 tournament. After the tournament at a special meeting in Paris in August 1995, the IRB declared the game open, ending more than a century of amateurism. Rugby World Cup in the professional era. The 1999 Rugby World Cup, organised by the Welsh Rugby Union with help from the other five nations, was the first professional tournament in history. 65 unions entered the qualifying rounds, with the number of participants increasing from 16 to 20 in the finals. 41 matches were played at 18 venues, watched by 1.7 million spectators. The tournament was broadcast to 209 territories, watched by 3 billion people. In the final at the Millennium Stadium in Cardiff, Australia defeated France 35-12 to win the title for the second time. The first tournament of the new millennium was held in 2003 in Australia. 82 unions played in the qualifying rounds, with 20 reaching the finals played at 11 venues and watched by 1.95 million spectators all over Australia. The 48 matches were broadcast to 193 territories and a cumulative audience of 3.4 billion. In the final held in Sydney's Telstra Stadium, England defeated Australia 20-17, the first Northern Hemisphere union to win the cup. 94 unions entered the qualifying rounds of the 6th Rugby World Cup hosted in 2007 by the French Rugby Federation. 20 unions play 48 matches in the final tournament held at 12 venues in France, 10, Wales, 1, and Scotland, 1. The tournament was broadcast to 200 territories and watched by a cumulative audience of 4 billion. From Calcutta Cup to Webb Ellis Trophy. The earliest rugby trophy was the United Hospitals Challenge Cup, the oldest cup competition in the world, which commenced in 1874. The monies, Indian rupees, left after the demise of the Calcutta Football Club were melted down, and Indian silversmiths crafted the metal into a splendid 45 centimeters cup. In 1878, the distinctive trophy, with its three handles in the form of snakes and an elephant mounted on its lid, was presented to the IFU as a challenge cup for the matches between England and Scotland. The cup was played for the first time in 1879. The French Championship Shield, the coveted Bouclier de Brennus, was designed by Baron Pierre de Coubertin and engraved by Charles Brennus, one of the founders of the French Rugby Federation. It was awarded for the first time in 1892. The Webb Ellis Trophy, named after William Webb Ellis, whose final resting place is in Mentone, has become the holy grail of rugby. The 108-ounce, gold-plated, sterling silver cup, a reproduction of a trophy made in the 1740s by Paul de Lamurie, a Huguenot silversmith who took refuge in England, became the ultimate symbol of supremacy in rugby on June 20, 1987, when the winning New Zealand captain, David Kirk, hoisted it above his head at the end of the first Rugby World Cup tournament.